Eagles. They are 1-2 on the year. Again, Section 2AA and the South Central Conference, the newly formed South Central Conference here this year. And again, the Eagles, they got their first win, and that was on Tuesday, and it was a hard-fought victory, as we knew it would be, the battle between Maple River and USC, as the Eagles got the Rebels 54-48 on Tuesday. For their first win of the season, looking for win number two and getting back to getting to 500 here early on in this season. The next game coming up here for the Rebels after this one, it'll be on Tuesday, December 17th, as they will host New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva. The Eagles have yet to have a road game here. Everything is at home here thus far, all the way through the 17th anyways. And against the Rebels, Wyatt Burr, he led the way for Maple River. He had 14 points in that victory. Zach Trio right behind him and had 13 points for the Eagles. So there you have a closer look at the Maple River Eagles. And we will be back with more in 2.5 minutes.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
Maggie J's, a premier restaurant and bar that offers a casual dining experience for people of all ages. Maggie J's offers breakfast and has daily lunch specials with dinner available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Maggie J's specializes in homemade batters, sauces, and great service. They have a full menu containing a variety of American food choices. Not hungry? No problem. Maggie J's has a full-service bar. You'll find Maggie J's on Main Street in downtown Mapleton, and make sure and check their Facebook page for their daily specials. The attorneys at Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson are experienced with all stages of real estate transactions, from drafting purchase agreements to closing on the sale. They also provide the convenience of an in-house abstractor through Abstract and Title Services of Southern Minnesota. For experienced legal representation and convenience service in your real estate transaction, contact Front, Lundquist, and Gustafson, providing legal services in Southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex, Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster, fueled by innovation, powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
At The Soda Group, True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of The Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment, or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group, True Real Estate. Your hometown real estate professionals serving all of Southern Minnesota.
And we are back here on our pregame here as we're just minutes away, from the tip-off between the Maple River Eagles and the St. James Area Saints. Well, let's look at our broadcast schedule here. Of course, tonight we have Maple River hosting St. James Area right here on 98 Country on AM 1560. Blue Earth Area is hosting Jackson County Central. So if you're looking for Blue Earth Area basketball, that's where that's at on AM 1560 and 95.3 FM. Of course, streaming at KBEW98Country.com as well. We take a look here at the broadcast schedule the rest of the week. We have girls basketball for you tomorrow night as USC makes the trip up to Triton to Dodge Center to take on the Triton Cobras
tomorrow night. Tip-off at around 7:15 right here on 98 Country and KBW98Country.com. We'll have starting lineups for tonight's game coming up for you after this.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed Brand.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
This is Shannon. Nordis has been designing and building custom homes in the Upper Midwest since 1949. We take pride in our custom designs, innovation, and craftsmanship. Nordis American Homes in Minnesota Lake accommodates new ideas, new challenges, and we offer the latest technology. Visit us at NordisHomes.com. Build your dream home with Nordis.
There's always something fun to do at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. Come on in for your favorite beverage and play bingo on Tuesdays starting at 7 p.m. And at the Blue Bear on Sundays, come watch the Vikings and guess the exact winner and score, and your tab is on us. This Saturday, come and enjoy entertainment with Brett Feist. And mark your calendar for the start of the Bag League on January 2nd and a Pfeffer tournament on January 4th. That's all at the Blue Bear Bar in Delavan. If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000. Or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com.
And we are back here. Let's take a look at your starting lineups. First off, for St. James area, number one, Danon Sawatsky, a senior. Number three, Wyatt Haler, a senior as well. Number four, senior Brennan Kerr. Number five, junior John Belke. And number 22, senior Ethan Lehmer. The St. James area Saints are coached by Adam Schroeder, assistant coach is Steve Whitcraft and Greg Berman. Let's take a look at the starting lineup for your Maple River Eagles here tonight. Starting number 0, 6'7", senior Wyatt Burr. Number 2, 6' junior Zach Trio. Number 3, 5'10", sophomore Tyler Hines. Number 4, 6' sophomore Avery Bergman, and number 21, a 6'1" sophomore Cole Davis. The starters for the Maple River Eagles, coached by Chad Osterman. Assistant coaches are Eric Ward, Jordan Trager, Peyton C., Jonah Breiter, and Ben Larson. All right, we are about ready for tip-off here in Mapleton as we're bringing you Eagles basketball on 98 Country and KBW98Country.com here tonight. As again, we are getting ready for the tip-off here. Wyatt Burr and John Belkey in the center circle. Lights are back on. We can see now. Here's the jump, but it's won by the Eagles. As Hines runs it down, it'll bring it up. Gives it up to Bergman. Now Bergman looks over to Davis. They swing it over to Hines. And now a bounce pass to Trio. It is out of bounds. And last touch by St. James. So it'll stay Maple River basketball. They'll inbound underneath their own basket. Hines to inbound it. Gives it up to Trio. Now they swing it back to Hines. Hines dribbles now to Cole Davis. Looking inside to Wyatt Burr. He goes up strong off the glass for two. So Wyatt Burr connects on his first shot, and it's 2-0 Eagles. All right, Saints working it around now as Belkey has it. Now giving it up to Limer. Now to Sawatsky. Now having it is Kern giving it up. They swing it around, and it's Haler now. Into the corner, they kick it, a three-pointer. No good by number four, Brennan Kerr, and rebounded by the Eagles. Eagles push it, Bregman. He'll bounce pass it to Wyatt Burr, who drives baseline. Shot is up and no good. Rebounded by the Saints. So here we go, Saints on the move now. With Kerr with the basketball, gives it up now to Belkey. Belkey looks, and he finds number three, Haler. Haler on a runner in the lane. No good. Rebounded by Bergman of the Eagles. Bergman lines up a three-pointer, and he drains it. Avery Bergman with a three. And the Eagles lead it 5-0. Sawatsky gives it up. Now back to him. Goes to his right. Now he swings it over to Kern. Kern's shot is up, no good. Rebound is grabbed by the Saints. Offensive rebound there by Limer. Saints with the basketball. Here we go with Haler, gives it up to Limer. Limer pump fakes, now kicks it back out. Now on the drive is Kern. Kern will come up short. Rebounded by Davis. And here come the Eagles now. Hines with it. Give it up to Bergman. Bergman now to Davis. Over to Hines. Here's Bergman now with the basketball. Top of the key. Swings it over to Cole Davis. Davis on the dribble. Now gives it up. Back to Trio. Now the inside look to Wyatt Burr. It's taken, tipped away there by the Saints. And it'll stay Eagle basketball underneath their basket. With Hines to inbound here. And he gets it in to Trio. Trio kicks it out. Bergman drives baseline, or drives into the paint, and he loses it. Turnover by the Eagles. And here come the Saints. Inside, they're looking. Ball is taken away by Davis. So a turnover there. 5-0 Eagles lead here on the Ward Farm scoreboard. Here's Wyatt Burr working down low, and a jumper no good. Rebounded, though, by Trio. And now Bergman with a little runner, and he'll get it to go. Avery Bergman with 5 points here. So an offensive rebound by Trio. Gets it to Bergman, and he knocks it down. It's 7-0. Maple River leading here. 14-45 and counting in the first half. On the move, here's Limer now giving it up to Kern. Kern looking to Sawatsky. Now Kern. Oh, that's an offensive foul. Yep. You pushed off with that, lifted his arm there with the forearm. First team foul, first foul there on Kern. Here come the Eagles now. And there's a kick on Sawatsky. And the Eagles will inbound here once again. Gives it up to Bergman. Now he'll give it right back here to Hines. Hines now gives it up to Davis. Davis dribbles. He'll take a three, and it is good. Cole Davis knocking down the three ball. And we've got a timeout, a 30-second timeout. Eagles lead 10-0 on the Ward Farm scoreboard. 14-18 left in the first half. More in 30 seconds.
If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton.
And we are back here, 10-0, Maple River leading here, 14-18 to play first half. St. James area will inbound here as Sawatsky will bring it up here for the Saints. Gives it up now to Belke, now over to Kern, looking in down low to Limer. And on the move, a drive on the baseline there by Belke is no good. And it is rebounded by the Eagles. And Hines pushes it up. He takes it all the way. And we're going to have an offensive foul on Tyler Hines. 32, Carson Healy checking in now. Wyatt Burr will come out. Again, a 10-0 lead here, 13:50 to go on the Ward Farm scoreboard here in Mapleton. All right, Haler with it now, gives it up to Brennan Kern, and he gets the first bucket for the Saints as he knocks it down. 10-2, Maple River with a lead. Ahead to Davis now. Davis comes out of the corner. Dribbles, goes, now gives it up to Bergman. Now back to Davis. Now they swing it over to Hines. Trio has it, finds Davis. Davis, another three. Oh, that one rattled out no good, and it's knocked out of bounds. I thought the Saints player knocked it out, but they're saying last touch by... Nope, they're going to overrule it. It was last touched by the Saints. So they'll give it back to Maple River here. As from my vantage point, it also looked like the Saints player touched it. Here's Trio, hook shot. And Healy gets the rebound, and he'll put it back for two. Carson Healy, 2 points now for the Eagles off the bench. It's back to a 10-point lead, 12-2. On the move, a reverse layup attempt by Wyatt Haler, and he is fouled. So Haler is the shooter, and the foul goes on Hines, his second. And it is Haler with one. Max Westman coming in. And also Carson Urban coming in here for Hines. So here we go. The Haler free throw is off the mark, no good. And a Trio will get the board for the Eagles. Pushes it up to Davis. Davis will drive, now kicks it out to Bergman. Bergman now gives it back to Davis. Davis looking to Urban. Now it's thrown down court by Haler, and the Eagles run it down. Trio will bring it up now. And here we go. Now Trio with a basketball. Now they swing it over Davis in the corner. He'll dribble. Almost to the paint. Now Urban with it. Now back to Trio. Bergman has it. Thought about it. He'll drive. Now to Urban. Now back to Bergman. Here comes Davis for the ball. Dribbles now and kicks it out to Trio. Jumper just inside the three-point line is no good. And it's rebounded by the Saints. And then Avery Bergman picks up a silly foul there. Foul number one on him, 13 foul. 12-3 our score. Eagles leading here with 12 minutes to play in the first half here on the Ward Farm scoreboard. On the move is number three, Haler. He'll kick it to number 11, Westman. And Westman's shot came up empty. And then a jump ball ties him up. And it'll stay Saints basketball. So they'll inbound now under their own basket with Brennan Kerr to inbound here for the Saints. And they'll give it up to Belke. Now they swing it back over. Haylor out with it. Now he'll give it up to Kern. And Kern's shot no good. And they're going to get Sawatsky over the back for a foul. That'll be his first foul. And the second team foul on the Saints. So 12-3 our score here. 11:35 to go in the first half. Satrio brings it up, now gives it up to Bergman. Davis looking, trying to get free here. Now driving the baseline. He stops, now swings it over to Bergman. They're back up top now are the Eagles. Back over to the right side. Here's Davis, gets into the paint. The jumper is no good. Rebounded by the Saints. Taylor now coming in. Now he'll give it up to Kern. Kern looking to make some room underneath the basket, and we've got a tie-up, and that'll go to the Eagles. Wyatt Burr coming in now, and he will come in for Bergman. So Burr back in from a breather. Burr will inbound here. Just under 11 to play in this first half, 10:55 and counting. Trio with a basketball. He gets it tipped. And now we have a foul call as they go to the floor. And that'll be on Max Westman. Some good hustle there, but some contact as they were going down. And that's the third team foul on St. James area. And Westman's first. 12-3 in our score. Here's Trio bringing it up. And they look to give it up. Now to Wyatt Burr on the wing. Now swings it over. And we have Davis with a basketball. Now to Trio. Trio gives it up to Burr, who drives. Now kicks it out. Davis corner three is good. Cole Davis knocks down another three-pointer. His second of the game. He's got six. And it's out 15-3. Eagles. And here comes another three-pointer from the Saints this time. And Belke tries to answer but cannot. And it rebounded by the Eagles. Trio with a basketball. Gives it up now to Carson Urban. Now to Healy. Now back to Davis to Trio. Trio looking inside to Wyatt Burr. Bounce pass to Healy. Just above the free throw line. Now it's Urban. He tips it. And the ball back to Wyatt Burr. Now over to Trio for three, and it's long, no good. Rebounded by the Saints, and we're going to get a loose ball foul on the Eagles. And Wyatt Burr will pick up foul number one, the fourth team foul. Saints will inbound now. Number two, Reggie Bloom comes in. And now Bergman comes in as Carson Urban comes out. Sawatsky with the basketball. Ball tip, but grabbed by Kern. He spins, a little up and under move, no good. Sawatsky skies for a rebound, however. And it's the Saints with the basketball again. As Kern looking to make a move, and he comes up empty on that one. Rebounded by the Eagles, ahead to Healy, and Sandy was on them. They hit the back. He was got a little too far underneath the basket, and it went out. Some turnover on Maple River. And it's now 15-3 again. 9 minutes to go, first half. Hodges halftime report headed your way at halftime here with all your first half stats. And we have a travel on Belke, and that is a second turnover by the Saints. So here come the Eagles now as Zach Trio gives it up to Wyatt Burr. Now back to Trio. And now to Burr again. He gets it across the corner. Or the line, and a corner three. They find Davis in the corner, and he has 9 points now. as he knocks that one down. All on three-pointers here tonight thus far. Now the ball goes to Westman. Now they swing it to Kern. Kern's shot is no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. 18-3. Eagles leading the Saints here on the Ward Farm scoreboard. Trio with a basketball. Now to Healy. Now over to Bergman. Now they found Davis inside to Burr. And his shot is off the mark. No good, but we've got a whistle. And we're going to get it on number 11, Max Westman, his second foul. That'll put Wyatt Burr to the free throw line here. With the Rebels leading 18-3. 8:03 to go here on the Ward Farm scoreboard. Burr knocks down the free throw. Wyatt Haler back in now for the Saints as Sawatzky comes out. And Burr's next free throw is good. 20-3 now. Eagles leading the Saints. On the move, and now here is the shot taken, and it rattles out there. The shot by Westman, rebounded by the Eagles. 7:45 in counting now. 20-3, a 17-point lead here for Maple River. Bergman now finds Davis. Davis dribbles, now gives it back to Bergman. Bergman right on the elbow there, gives it back up. Now Wyatt Burr at the top, driving, spins in the paint, takes the shot, and he makes it. 2 points for Wyatt Burr as he continues with 6 points now in this ball game thus far. 22-3, our score. Shot in the corner, it's a three, and it is knocked down by Brennan Kern. He's got five to lead the Saints. 22-6 now. So maybe that one got Kern going now. We'll see. As Burr now, they kind of slow it down here to the Eagles. Back to Carson Healy. Out of Bergman, and now Wyatt Burr with it. Going to get down into the paint as he drives through, lays it in for two. That's eight for him now. 24-6. Eagles leading the Saints. As Kern had it, now they kick it back out. Looking to Belke on the drive. No good as Wyatt Burr there to alter the shot and get the rebound. We've got a timeout by Maple River. 24-6 on the Ward Farm scoreboard. We are back with more in 1 minute.
Bash CRT Insurance Agency is proud to support Maple River activities and their students. They provide insurance services for the Maple River area and beyond, including auto, home, life, health, and specializing in crop insurance and farm property coverage. Call Jeff, Derek, or Nathan Moore to compare your existing coverage today. Bash CRT Insurance Agency, with offices located in Amboy and Mapleton.
Greetings from all of us at Stateline Cooperative. This holiday season, we hope that you get the opportunity to spend time with family, friends, or neighbors. And when you reflect on this past year, you feel truly blessed. We wish you and your family health, love, prosperity, and peace. From our family to yours, Merry Christmas. Be safe. Be thankful. Be kind. This is Kim Fay for Stateline Cooperative. Real people, real pride.
And we are back here, 6:19 to play in the first half. 24-6 is our score. Eagles leading the Saints here. As Brennan Kern has five of the 6 points here for the St. James area. Wyatt Haler, the other one, with one of two from the free throw line. So here we go. Trio will bring it up now for the Eagles coming out of their timeout. Bergman has it now. Takes one big bounce. Finds Wyatt Burr down low. Nice bounce pass, and he'll kiss it off the glass for two on the block. And now a 20-point lead, 26-6. Burr, again, hitting double digits now with 10 points in the first half. With 55 to go. And that one going to go off of Belke out of bounds. And Eagle basketball. So here we go. Trio will bring it up here for the Eagles. And now over to Davis. Davis back to Bergman. Bergman dribbles to his left. Now gives it up to Trio. Now Wyatt Burr holds it high. Now looks to drive. Stops and pops. He's long on that one. Shot no good, but he gets his own rebound. And he'll find Bergman. Bergman lines up three-pointers. Good. Bergman hits the three. And it's 29-6, Maple River leading St. James area on the Ward Farm scoreboard. St. James area with the basketball stolen away by Bergman. And here we go, as Trio will bring it up here for the Eagles. 5 minutes to go in this first half. Gives it up to Healy, now inside to Bird. Now the kick in the corner. Trio is off the mark. Davis gets the rebound. Put back, no good, but he's fouled. So we'll get Cole Davis to the free throw line now. And that one called on number two. So that's Bloom. And that's his first foul. Free throw no good here for Davis on the first one. And this one is off the mark as well, but Wyatt Burr will collect a rebound. And all the way to it, Avery Bergman driving and gets the two to go. And a timeout by the Saints. 4:39 to play first half. Eagles 31, Saints 6 on the Ward Farms scoreboard. We're back with more in 1 minute.
Kilty's Market in Mapleton is your full-service grocery store, including carry-out service. Check out the meat department featuring certified Angus brand beef and Hormel brand pork. Plus, Kilty's Market is known for their delicious recipe smokehouse products with several flavors of cooked brats, Polish sausage, beef sticks, and much more. Whether it's snacks like pizza or chips or fresh produce, you'll find it at Kilty's. They even have a large selection of greeting cards, and they keep adding new items every day. If they don't have it, just ask and they'll get it. That's Kilty's Market in Mapleton. Caduce Tire of Mapleton provides quality tires and service. They have light truck, semi, and agricultural tires and service on the farm. Caduce Tire is a proud supporter of the Maple River Schools, its students, academics, and athletics, and would like to say good luck to the Maple River Eagles.
All right, we're back here. 4:39 to go here in this first half. 31-6, Maple River. All Eagles here in this first half. As three Eagles have outscored the Saints here in this one. As Bergman has 10, Burr has 10 and 9 for Davis. Saints working the ball around now, taking their time. There's a three-pointer, and that one was in, but it rolls out, spins out by Haler, and it's rebounded by the Eagles. Trio will bring it up here. Here's Zach with the ball. Gets it to Davis. Davis looks inside to Wyatt Burr. Now they kick it to Bergman. Now back over to the left side. Here's Trio. He'll go right. Now gives it up. Inside to Healy now. He'll turn. Shot up off the glass is good for Carson Healy. 4 points for Carson off the bench for the Eagles. And Sawatsky on the move. And what do we got here? A foul.
23 for 5.
On the Eagles. And that one's going to go on Cole Davis, his first. 23 into the ball game. Sawyer Olson and number 22 back in there is Ethan Limer. Limer with the basketball. Now he'll give it up to Olson. Olson swings it over now to Kern, and Kern travels. We'll turn it over. Only five turnovers here for the Saints so far, but the Eagles making shots and out rebounding the Saints here in this first half. 33-6 is our score. As Bergman has the basketball down. Looks and he picks up the dribble, gives it up to Wyatt Burr, who will kick it to Trio. Trio hits the three. Yes, he does hit that three. Zach Trio with his first bucket, and it's a three ball for him. 36-6, a 30-point lead here for the Eagles. And that one is thrown away. That one, an unforced turnover, as Brennan Kern threw that one away. 3:02 to go here in this first half. 36-6, our score. Trio brings it up. And here we go. Bergman has it to Wyatt Burr. Looking inside to Healy. Now he'll kick it to Trio on the right wing. Gets a screen. Now he goes left. Now back to his right. Healy comes to get it right above the free throw line. Takes a dribble. Tries to get it to Burr. Burr runs it down, and so does Limer. Last touch by Limer out of bounds, and it'll stay Eagle basketball. Jorgen Brecken coming in for the Saints. And let's see who else came back in here. And inside they go to Burr right off the out of bounds play, and it's rebounded by the Saints off the miss. A rare miss down low for Wyatt Burr. Here's a three taken by Haler, and he'll come up empty. And we got a foul on the floor, it looks like. And that's going to go on Zach Trio, his first. And that looks like the sixth foul. So after this, the Saints in the bonus. Here's Haler with it, gives it up. And the shot taken by Sawyer Olson, the sophomore. And he gets a three here for the Saints. 2 minutes to go, 36-9, Eagles leading the Saints. Hines on the move, Bergman, oh, he gets it tipped away, and Cole Davis is there to recover it. Now back to Davis from Hines, now to Hines. Hines going to drive, gets around the defender, the shot is good on the baseline for Tyler Hines, and he's got a bucket. And we've got a technical foul called on St. James. Their head coach, Schroeder. And so he wants an explanation. He got teed up here. And the Eagles. The Eagles now are at the free throw line. Here's Cole Davis shooting the technical fouls. Shots, and he'll miss that one. So his struggles from the free throw line now, as he's 0 of 3. See if he hits this one now. It is up, and that one's good. Nothing but net. And now he's in double digits with 10. And here we go, back now in Maple River, hitting the ball here after the technical. And Hines now with it, gives it up to Bergman. Bergman and tries to get it in, and it's knocked away and stolen by the Saints. Here comes, Haler, gives it up now. And we swing it around, Sawatsky on the take. And he'll miss it, Burr will get the rebound. And here come the Eagles once again. 105 to go first half, and 39-9 our score on the Ward Farm scoreboard. And another turnover now by the Eagles here, so they got a little sloppy the last two possessions. And we've got an offensive foul called on St. James area on 15. Jorgen Brecken, and that'll be his first. Team seventh, and that will So here we go. Number three, Tyler Hines brings it up. Bergman with it now. Over to Trio, looking inside to Wyatt Burr, and we've got a foul underneath there. And that's going to go on Brecken, his second now. So back-to-back fouls committed by Brecken. 39-9, 41.7 seconds to go here in this first half. Wyatt Burr to the free throw line now. 1-1. First one's no good, and it's rebounded by St. James area. And here we go on the move, and Cunning Sawaski cannot finish, but we've got a whistle now. And they're going to call Wyatt Burr with the foul, and that's two on him. Hayden Fox coming in now for Hines. So Hines with two fouls, so they put Hayden Fox in there. And the shot by Sawatsky is good for his first free throw. And the next one from Sawatsky is short. Wyatt Burr will grab the board. And Trio will bring it up. 22, about the shot clock, about the same here. 18 seconds and counting. 17, 15 now. Trio looks at the clock. Now he gives it up. Fox, now Bergman here. 8 seconds to go. Looking into Burr. Kicking it back out. Davis, three-pointer in the corner. Off the mark, no good. 2 seconds. And the buzzer will sound at halftime. It is Maple River 39, St. James area 10 at the half. We'll be back with more right after this.
TS Construction of Easton has been providing quality construction work since 2010. Todd has over 20 years of experience and can get the job done for you. TS Construction can handle anything from remodels, siding and windows, to new construction, including houses and shop house combinations. For your next home improvement project, call Todd Sonic at 507-327-7923. Good luck to all the athletes in today's game from TS Construction of Easton.
Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center has great gift ideas for the whole family. New items include Ariat shoes and clothing, Hoka and New Balance shoes, Carhartt clothing for men and kids, snow boots for the whole family, and don't forget about Red Wing and Twisted X boots. Shop early for the best selection. Weaver's will be open Thursday nights till 7 until Christmas for your shopping convenience. Shop Weaver's Other Store in Buffalo Center this holiday season.
United Hospital District is expanding its Fairmont Care Team. We're excited to announce the arrival of our newest provider, Dr. Karina Crookston, a family medicine and OB physician who is now seeing patients in our Fairmont Clinic. With a passion for women's health, prenatal care, and adolescent health, she's excited to get to know you. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Crookston in our UHD Fairmont Clinic, call 507-238-1287 or visit us online at UHD.org. UHD, committed to care, committed to you.
Greg Heine, your local Pioneer seed dealer, knows farming's an uncertain business. Changing input costs, market conditions, weather, and he also knows one thing you have to be able to depend on is your seed. Pioneer's been breaking new ground in every aspect of the seed business to bring you seed choices that meet your needs. Contact your local Pioneer seed dealer, Craig Heine, 507-317-0521. Pioneer, we're breaking new ground where it matters most.
The Maple River Basketball Association wishes the Eagles good luck in today's game. They support Maple River basketball in grades K through 12 with fundraisers to help athletes compete at the highest level. Money raised is used to fund youth camps and tournaments, uniforms for all levels, practice gear, summer league basketball, and more. And you can help by supporting these fundraisers, including the golf tournament held every June. Contact Eric Ward to find out more or to become involved with the Maple River Basketball Association. We'll be right back.
If you're planning a construction project, call BMB Construction in Good Thunder. They specialize in residential construction and renovation and offer free consultation and estimates. They'll make sure your project is quality built and designed to meet your needs. BMB Construction has been building homes in the Maple River area and surrounding communities since 1999. Whether it's a new custom home or an addition to your existing home, call 507-278-3609 for BMB Construction of Good Thunder.
Back here at halftime on the Ward Farm scoreboard, Maple River 39, St. James area 10. It is time now for the Hodges Halftime Report, brought to you by the Hodges Insurance Agency of Winnebago. We'll have your first half stats coming up right after this.
This is Lee Hodges from the Hodges Insurance Agency. If you're looking for a competitive quote on your insurance coverage, don't stand on the sidelines. Get a quote from the Hodges Insurance Agency. We specialize in auto, home, life, health, and farm insurance. In fact, we have coverage for anything you own. For insurance protection you can rely on and prompt claim service, call the right play. Call the Hodges Insurance Agency in Winnebago at 893-3195.
All right, let's take a look at your first half stats here on your Hodges Halftime Reports. Maple River, they have Wyatt Burr with 10 points. We'll just run right down the list here. Wyatt Burr with 10, Zach Trio with 3, Tyler Hines with 2, Avery Bergman with 10, Cole Davis with 10, and Carson Healy with 4 points here for the Eagles in their first half. Yep. And we are joined now by Eagles assistant coach Eric Ward. And Eric, a pretty good first half here for the Eagles. What are we talking about at halftime?
We're still talking about the things that we could do better. We've let them drive to the middle a little too much, and when they're going to guard us that close, we got to be able to cut and make some plays at the basket.
All right, and things are going pretty well here, as they've only made 3 shots from the field here in that first half, so your defense is playing pretty good, other than you said, you know, stop them from going to the middle.
Yeah, that's what he was just saying when I walked out, is you got to do a possession after possession. 3 of 20, we said that before we went in there, that's pretty good. We just got to make sure we do it all the time.
All right, and of course, taking care of the ball here in the first half and making those shots here the Eagles are, and that's key here in that first half with this big lead.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they try to take Cole away. Every team's going to do that, and if he just keeps working, we'll find him. And when you're open, you got to shoot him.
Yep, exactly. Anything else here before we let you go, Eric?
No, as long as we just got to keep up the intensity in the second half and try to put this one away.
All right, sounds good. Thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.
You bet. And again, Eagles assistant coach Eric Ward with us here on our Hodges Halftime Report as we took a look there at Maple River stats here before he came. And again, shots from the field, 15 of 24 here for the Eagles, 62%. 3 of 7 from the free throw line, and 42% there. For St. James area now, taking a look, Brendan Kern leading them with 5, 3 from Sawyer Olson off the bench, and we have 1 from Danon Sawatsky and Wyatt Haler on 1 of 2 from the free throw. And again, 3 of 20 are the St. James area Saints, 15% from the field, 2 of 4 from the free throw line at 50%. Maple River dominating on the boards here, 18 to 8 unofficially. And Eagles, 4 turnovers in the first half in St. James area with just 6. But again, the Eagles out shooting and out rebounding here tonight against the St. James area Saints. At the half, 37-10. That's your Hodges Halftime Report. We're back with more in 3 minutes.
Get the most out of your vehicle with full-service maintenance, tires, and repairs from D&K Tire Service. They're your complete tire headquarters for passenger tires to farm tires, including on-the-farm service, and they sell all major brands. Regular maintenance is one of the most important things you can do to extend the life of your vehicle. And at D&K Tire Service, they'll help you keep your equipment running smoothly. Call for your appointment today at D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal, and Truman.
Maggie J's, a premier restaurant and bar that offers a casual dining experience for people of all ages. Maggie J's offers breakfast and has daily lunch specials with dinner available on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. Maggie J's specializes in homemade batters, sauces, and great service. They have a full menu containing a variety of American food choices. Not hungry? No problem. Maggie J's has a full-service bar. You'll find Maggie J's on Main Street in downtown Mapleton, and make sure and check their Facebook page for their daily specials. Revocable Living Trust, Healthcare Directive, Power of Attorney. The attorneys at Front Lundquist & Gustafson work with these and other estate planning tools that can be used to benefit you. The attorneys are available to help you establish your estate planning priorities and then use the tools that will create and implement your estate plan. Contact Front Lundquist & Gustafson, providing legal services in southern Minnesota with convenient offices located in Blue Earth and Wells.
Working outside has its ups and downs, especially when temperatures plummet. What fuels me when my face is frozen? Football, flannels, family. What fuels my equipment? Cenex Wintermaster Premium Diesel. Its enhanced additive package maximizes performance in weather as harsh as 30 below, in the field, on the road, and in the extreme cold. Cenex Wintermaster. Fueled by innovation. Powered to perform.
Avoid gelling and blockages this winter with Cenex Wintermaster, available at Newway K&H Cooperative. Learn more at newway-knh.com.
At the Soda Group, True Real Estate, we're committed to providing our clients with the best possible experience in any real estate transaction. Whether you're looking to buy or sell, see me, team leader Tara Garbus, or any of the Soda Group, including Amy, Kaylee, Jen, Megan, and Kaylee. If you have any questions about your real estate needs, call 507-327-6370 to make an appointment, or check out any of our Facebook pages. The Soda Group, True Real Estate. Your hometown real estate professionals serving all of southern Minnesota.
When you're a farmer, tomorrow always brings a new challenge. Unexpected weather, invasive pests, volatile markets, the list goes on. But with the enhanced Channel Seed Brand's top-performing products, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can rise to all of them. Contact your local Channel Seed team of South Central Minnesota in Medelia, Fairmont, Wells, Delavan, or Mapleton to learn more about the enhanced Channel Seed Brand.
And we're back here. Start of the second half on the Ward Farm scoreboard. Maple River 39, St. James area 10. Saints will start with a basketball. Sawatsky has it. He's going to his right. Now looking inside. He finds Baylor. Now to they go to Belke, who drives the baseline. And he goes up and is fouled. And that'll be foul number one or two on Cole Davis. First team foul in the second half as we're just underway. So Belke looking to get into the scorebook here as he knocks down the first free throw. And he'll get another. And Belke's second free throw is good. So he's got two now. 39-12. Maple River leading St. James area. Hines will bring it up here with a little pressure from Wyatt Haler. Here's Bergman with it now. Wyatt Burr comes up top. They try to get it into trio. The ball is turned over. And here come the Saints now. Shot taken. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. And we're down on the floor in a jump ball called. It'll go to the Eagles. As Haler misses the three there. And here comes some pressure from St. James area. So Haler will bring it up. Or excuse me, Hines brings it up with Haler guarding him. And now Haler gets a steal. Haler on the take, and he gets the lay-in. So Wyatt Haler for two on the drive, and the Eagles going to take a timeout, a 30-second timeout, and we are back with more in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Elizabeth from Elizabeth Chevrolet in Truman. Are you looking for a different kind of car buying experience? At Elizabeth Chevrolet, we think that car buying and customer experience go hand in hand. From the minute you walk in the door, we treat you as a valued customer, not just a prospect looking for a vehicle. We've been saying, take the drive, we're worth it, for over 50 years. So please, when you're looking to update your vehicle or you need a vehicle repair, take the drive. I assure you, you won't be disappointed.
back here, 39-14, 7-18 to play here in a bowl game on the Ward Farm scoreboard. Maple River coming out of the 30-second timeout as they lead it here in this one. Hines brings it up, and another turnover now on the Eagles. That's the third one. So three possessions, three turnovers here for the Eagles in the second half. Sawatsky with it. Gives it up to Limer. Now back to Sawatsky. At the free throw line, now to Limer on the drive. Pump fake goes up, and he's off the mark. No good. Hines can't rally or grab the rebound and stay in bounds. Carson Healy comes in, and Tyler Hines comes out. Saints basketball underneath their own basket here. As Belke now gives it up to Limer. Here's the shot in the corner, a three-pointer, and it goes up on the backboard, bounces out of bounds. The shot by Haler, no good. 39-14, again our score here. And Trio will bring it up. Looks to Wyatt Burr now. Burr going to drive. He'll take the jumper, and he knocks it down. Wyatt Burr with 12 points. First bucket of the second half for the Eagles and Burr. Now the take on the baseline. No good there by Kern. And here come the Eagles ahead to Healy, but it's a block. Hustling back was Belke to get the big block there on Healy. It'll stay Eagle basketball here. Yes, Trio will inbound here for the Eagles underneath their own basket. Burr cuts, and we've got a whistle. And 22. It's green ball. They call it on 22 White Ethan Limer, and that is his first. And here's Trio to bring it, or to inbound. Healy gets it. He's at the top, swings it over to Trio. Trio with a three, and that one front of the iron, no good. Rebounded by Cole Davis, and he is fouled on the putback attempt. Haler will pick up the foul, and that's one on him. But that will put Cole Davis to the free throw line here. And he knocks that one down. 11 now for Davis. And the free throw is good by Davis. 12 points now for Cole. Him and Burr both with 12 to lead the Eagles and all scorers here in this ballgame. On the move is Belke. He'll kick it out now to Limer. Limer gives it up now to Haler. Haler finds Limer. Shot is short. Ball is still loose. And last touch by the Eagles. And it will stay St. James basketball. Limer comes out 11. Max Westman comes in for the Saints. So here we go. Westman with it. Gives it up now. And long shot. Now he passes it up. Now gives it up to Westman. No good. Rebound underneath. And the second shot is good there for Kern for two. He's got seven to lead St. James. So here we go. 43-16, 15-05 and counting here on the Ward Farm scoreboard in Mapleton. To Burr now. Burr will drive, finds Trio. Trio back down to Healy. Takes a big dribble and picks it up now, and he's going to get a travel. It's just a matter of time where he started leaning and couldn't get rid of the basketball. Fourth turnover now in this second half thus far here. They had four in the entire first half. And now Sawatsky with it. Gives it up to Haler, and they give it up to Kern. And if the shot missed, Wyatt Burr with the rebound for the Eagles. Ahead to Davis. Corner three is good. Cole Davis with his fourth three-pointer of the night. He's got 15. And here we go, Sawatsky with it. Pump fake there, nicely done by Haler, and he'll drive and get the two. Well, Wyatt, he's got four. Or excuse me, he's got five, actually. And now, and a reach. A reach on Kern. So Kern will pick up foul number two. Hines back in. And Healy comes out. Bergman will inbound here to Hines. 46-18 our score. 13-52. Inside Burr now, just outside the paint. Now he gets in the paint. Cutting was Hines, but he comes up short. But last touch by St. James area. So it'll go to the Eagles underneath their own basket here. 46-18 on the Wood Farm scoreboard. 13:44 to go in the ball game. And Bergman has it now. Looks to Hines, now to Trio. Trio finds Davis. Davis, three's good. Cole Davis, another three. That's back-to-back threes for him now. And he's got 18. Swinging it over now to the corner. On the drive, there is Kern. Now back here to Belke, and Belke's step back three is good. He's got five now. And here we go as the Eagles bring it up. Cole Davis with it now. Gives it up to Trio. Now a steal. Well, it's knocked away. And Belke knocked it away, and it goes out of bounds off of him. And number two, Reggie Bloom in there, the junior. He'll come in for Haler. Wyatt Burr comes out. Back in is Healy. Now they throw it up back to Hines now. Hines guarded there by Bloom. He'll get across and now bounce pass to Healy. Healy, hook shot. Off the mark, no good. Rebounded there by Westman. And here come the Saints. Sawatsky, now he gives it up to Belke. Belke on the drive. He goes up with a runner, and it's good. Belke gets the two to go. And he's got seven. 49-23, Eagles with a lead. 12:20 to go. Davis with the basketball. Now Bergman has it. Bergman will give it up to Hines. Hines on the move. Gives it up to Trio. Trio driving to his right or left. Now gives it to Davis. Now Davis to Healy. And Davis will take the shot. It's no good. Long rebound going to the Eagles. Hines has it. Gives it up to Bergman. Bergman now looking. Goes to Hines. Three-pointer. No good. And rebounded by the Saints. And the Saints pushing up. Shawatsky, he'll take a three. And that one's off the mark. No good. Trio will run down the rebound. So here we go. Hines with it now. Looking to Bergman in the corner. Nope, they're going to swing it over. Find Davis. Corner three is off the mark. No good. Healy with the rebound, and he's fouled on the putback. So the rebound, and he'll be fouled on the putback and go to the free throw line. Here will Carson Healy. .11:26 here to play. 49-23 our score. And Healy comes up empty there. So Healy misses the free throw. He'll get another one, though. As let's see, we had Limer come in. 23, Sawyer Olson in. And I believe Haler came back in on that one. And Healy, this second free throw will go. He's got five off the bench. 50-23 now are the Eagles leading with 11:18 to go. Westman on the drive, and he'll get it to go with off the glass. Max Westman for two. His first bucket of the night. 50-25, a 25-point lead here for the Eagles. Bergman with the basketball. Looking inside, and now he'll get rid of it to Hines. Hines now on the move, goes up, it's blocked, and here come the Saints with the basketball. Taylor will bring it up. He finds number two, Bloom, and Bloom takes off on the baseline. And he is fouled. Hines is third now. And the Saints will inbound here underneath their own basket. They get it to Sawyer Olson. Now to Westman. Back into Sawyer Olson. And the ball, we're going to get a reach or a foul on the Eagles. And that's Hines' fourth now. So Burr will come in. Hines will come out. Big man in for the post player, or the post player in for the guard here on that one. So now they inbound again to St. James. On the move, and the layup is good for Wyatt Haler. He's got seven. And then the Eagles turn it over on the inbound even. And that's the fifth one for them. 50-27. 10:27 to go here on the Ward Farm scoreboard. 50-27 Eagles lead. Weimer to inbound. Looks out to Westman. Westman dribbles at the free throw line. Now swings it over here to Haler. Haler spins. Now we'll swing it over to Olson. Olson on the move. Kicks it out to Haler. Haler now driving. And he turns it over to Healy. And ahead to Davis. Davis to Burr. And it's a bucket for Wyatt Burr. He's got 14 now. Quick passing there from Davis to Burr for two. 52-27. And here we go. Here's Limer now. Gives it up to Sawyer Olson. Now to Westman. Now over to Bloom. Back over to Haler. 4 seconds on the shot clock. It's going to go off of the Eagles with 2 seconds on the shot clock here for St. James. Sawyer loses. Sawyer had a shot clock violation. He'll turn it over. As Olson couldn't hang on to the inbound pass. And that was enough to throw him off, and nothing happened in there. No shot off. 52-27 now. 9:25 to play. And it is Zach Trio with the basketball. Looks now to Bergman. Bergman finds Wyatt Burr. Wyatt on the wing. Now dribbles, spins, looks to Healy, and they're going to foul him. And it'll be on number 11. Westman is his third now. And Westman comes out. And let's see, Belke comes in. And here come the Eagles now to inbound. To Healy, down low, pump fake, and he muscles it up, and in does Carson Healy for two and one. So Olson picks up the foul. That's his first. So here we go, Healy, one shot. Traditional three-point play here. And he misses that one. So no good on the free throw. Here was Healy. And ahead of St. James area now as they grab that board and push it across. Eagles in the back on D's, and the shot is missed and rebounded here by the Eagles. Wyatt Burr has it. 8:40 to play. 54-27 Eagles lead on the Ward Farm scoreboard. Take by Trio and one. As Mac Zach Trio takes it, he's got five. And let's see, the foul going on Kern. It's three on him. Trio now going for that traditional three-point play here. Here comes Carson Urban now in for Bergman. 56-27 our score. Shot is up, and it's good for Trio. And Trio has six. And here we go with Haler now, giving it up to Belke. Belke to Sawyer Olson, and Olson is going to go up, and he'll get fouled. And they'll get it on Healy. That'll be his first. So here we go, Sawyer Olson. Free throw is up, and that one's good. He's got 4 points now. Can make it five here with another make. And he does. Knocks down both free throws here. 57-29 our score. 8:20 to play in this ball game. Maple River with the lead. And here we go, Carson Urban. Gives it up. Bird out. Here's Davis. Now back to Urban. Now they swing it over. And in the corner, it's Burr. He'll dribble out now to Urban. Urban on the drive. And he looks. He finds Davis. Davis goes baseline now. Stops. Gives it back to Urban. Now to Trio on the drive. And he'll slash through the defenders and get the two. Eight for him now. 59-29, back to a 30-point lead for the Eagles.
15 for 23.
And here we go, and the ball knocked away. Here's Limer. And he'll give it up to Olson. Olson now. Burr trying to tie him up, and they're going to get a foul called on Burr. Getting a little too aggressive there. And that's the three on him. So Swashkis. Sawatsky in there. Back in. Brecken back in there as well. Corner three, no good there by Kern. And the Rebels, the Eagles get the rebound. 7:15 and counting here. 59-29 our score. Trio loses the basketball, and another turnover here by the Eagles. That's six here in the second half. So here we go. Sawatsky brings it up. Now Limer with the basketball. Gives it up. And now we're looking at Haler. Looking inside and going up strong was Kern. And he's got nine. 59-31. And that ball knocked away, and it's going to go to the Saints as there's a whistle and a foul. And it's going to be called on Zach Trio. That'll be two on him now. 59-31. And here come the Saints. Haler now with the basketball, making his move, a hook shot. And he gets it to go. And he'll get that to go, and he will go to the line. Davis picks up foul number three. 59-33. 6:25 to play, and the free throw by Haler is good. Haler now with 10 points. He's in double digits, leading the way here for St. James area. And a flop warning. So and now Wyatt Burr with the basketball. And a timeout by the Eagles, and they'll take a 59-34. 6:13 to go on the Ward Farm scoreboard. Back with more 30 seconds.
It takes a team effort to ensure a successful future. That's why M&M Insurance Agency, Fairmont Farmers Mutual, and Grinnell Mutual are celebrating the accomplishments of our student-athletes across every sport. We recognize the dedication it takes to work and play hard. Your display of teamwork makes it easy to trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Grinnell Mutual agent at M&M Insurance Agency today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we're back here, 6:13 to play, 59-34. The Eagles leading the St. James area Saints here. Eagles with the basketball. As Trio, Zach Trio will inbound here. Gives it up to Burr. Burr goes up strong for two. 16 now for Wyatt Burr as he goes up strong on that one. Limer, three-pointer is no good. And the ball grabbed by Wyatt Burr. .550 and counting, 61-34 Eagles. Trio with a basketball. And they go into Healy. Healy now goes into the paint. Now he will kick it out here to Urban. Now Davis, now Burr. Wyatt Burr with the basketball. Gets knocked away, but grabs it, gets possession. Now is on the move in the paint. He'll throw up the shot. Rattles off, no good. Rebounded by the Saints. Ahead here now is Haler. He'll give it to Limer. Limer, an air ball on that one, and it's out of bounds. And it will go to the Eagles. 61-34. 5:14 to play. Hines comes in now for the Eagles. And he'll come in for Healy. So Carson Healy comes out. Tyler Hines will bring it up here now for the Eagles. And here we go. Moving around now. And they look inside to Burr. Burr goes up, reverse lay-in, and it rolls off. No good. Limer with the rebound. And then we get an over and back call on to the Saints for a turnover. Eagles will inbound here with under five to go. 4:51 to play. 61-34. Eagles leading the Saints on our Ward Farm scoreboard here from Mapleton. Yeah. Hines picks up the dribble, now gives it up to Trio. As the St. James area Saints are emptying their bench now. Some guys will be getting some playing time here at the end of this one. Looking inside to Wyatt Burr, and Wyatt Burr will kiss it off the glass for 18. And the Saints now bring it up, 63-34. And here we go with Kern. Driving and the layup, no good. Burr will get the rebound here for the Eagles. And Hines will bring it up. Trio now. Under four to go at 3:55 and counting. And the ball about knocked away. It is knocked away now as going up strong was number 15, Brackett, on a steal, and he is fouled. And the foul called on Carson Urban is first. A little guy took the big guy down there on the drive. So here we go, Bracken, free throw. That one's off the mark, no good. Five guys coming in now. Let's see, we have Alec Anderson. Let's see, who else is in? Number 13, Nolan Stresemann. Sawyer, 23 here for the Eagles. It's Landon Lux in. Number 5, Caleb Thompson for the Eagles. And number 1, Augie Yonke. And let's see, number 10, Hayden Fox is in there. So, free throw
is good there for Brecken. It's his first point. And here come the Eagles now as bringing it up is Zach Trio. Almost threw it away now as Thompson has it. Now looking inside to Yonke. Shot taken there by Fox. No good. And it's rebounded by the Saints. Pushing it up now, that's number 12, Alec Anderson. Here we go with number 23, Olsen. And Olsen on the take gets two. 3:04 to go, 63-37. As Hines will bring it up now. And here we go to Lux, now to Fox, now over to Thompson. Looking inside to Yonke. Yonke turns, shoots, knocks it down. Here does Augie Yonke, number one. Shot air by Olsen's no good. 34, number 34, Danhoff will come through on that one. For two. And now the Eagles coming up. Over to Fox. Now looking inside to Yonke again and a foul on the floor.
Fouls on Saints for 23. Sawyer Olsen, his second team's eighth. Yonke shooting.
Yonke to shoot again here on free throws. And here comes the off the miss. Here come the Saints. 2:10 to go, 65-39. Yes, here we go. But Anderson with it. Now it goes to Olsen. Now back to Reggie Bloom. Gives it up now to Olsen. They look on the lob pass. And a foul going to be called here on Caleb Thompson on the alley-oop attempt there for Reggie Bloom. Free throw is good. Coming in number 12 now for the Eagles, and that is Landon Gartner. 22, Eli Healy coming in, and number 24, Marley Forstall-Bartow coming in here for the Eagles with 1:49 to go, 65-40. Shot is up, and that one will roll in, and it's good for Bloom. He's got two, 65-41. As Thompson will bring it up. Gives it up now, and the ball loose, and a loss there. Now regained possession here as Caleb Thompson has it. Now we give it to Hayden Fox. Now over to Thompson. Thompson on the move. Gives it up now to number 12, Gartner. Shot is up, no good. Rebounded by the Saints. And there's a shot off the mark, no good. Olsen rebound, the putback, no good. Rebounded by the Eagles. So here come the Eagles now. Thompson. And now to Gardner. Now it's Fox. Now back to Thompson. Now they swing it off. Shot. Three-pointer. It's knocked down by number 24, Marley Forrestal-Bartell for three. And it's 68-41, 35 seconds to go and counting here. Olsen on the move. Goes for the take, doesn't get it, but a rebound and put back there for number 34, Cohen Danhoff. 20 seconds to go, 68-43, our score. Inside they go to Eli Healy, and he will come up empty. 10 seconds to go, and Hayden Fox gets it, and he'll hold it. So that'll be a final now. Maple River coming away with a victory,
68-43. The Eagles victorious and now have a .500 record of 2-2 and have won two in a row. We'll be back to wrap things up here from Mapleton after this final timeout.
It's time to visit the Nordis Stone Center in Minnesota Lake. Did you know Nordis American Home carries the largest stone color selections in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa? Whether it's adding stone to the exterior of your home, interior wall, or fireplace, our in-house designer will guide you through the selection process for all your projects. Professional installation through independent contractors. Nordis Stone Center, Highway 22 in Minnesota Lake. NordisHomes.com. Start your next project with Nordis.
Looking for a great place to eat out this week? That place is Club Blue Bear, formerly Club 569 in Easton. They open at 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday, except they're closed on Wednesday. Enjoy burger baskets, sandwiches, and wraps Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday, and their full menu on Friday and Saturday nights with steak, shrimp, and a full soup and salad bar. And be there Sunday mornings for breakfast starting at 9 a.m. That's all at Club Blue Bear in Easton. If you're looking to improve your health and well-being, look no further than Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic in Mapleton. Dr. Jordan Stenzel is passionate about helping patients achieve optimal health and wellness. He offers a wide range of services, including chiropractic, rehab, shockwave therapy, laser therapy, and more, plus innovative research-based programs for peripheral neuropathy, infertility, brain health, and plantar fasciitis. Live a healthier, pain-free life. Call Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic today at 507-524-4000 or schedule online at stenzelchiropractic.com. If you're looking to update your kitchen or bathroom, KS Designs of Mapleton is here to help. Kyle Seberg and John Frana can create the perfect custom design for you. They're available to measure projects or meet at the showroom anytime, including evenings and weekends. The KS Designs showroom has several displays of cabinetry for kitchens and baths, plus vanities, countertops, and more. Take home samples and see how your project will look with computer-generated drawings. Call 507-317-5714 for an appointment today with KS Designs of Mapleton.
And we are back here wrapping it up. Maple River victorious here tonight, 68-43, as it was Wyatt Burr with 18 points to lead the way for Maple River and all scorers here tonight. Well, actually, Cole Davis also had 18. So both those guys doing what they do here tonight, both with 18 points and 10 points from Avery Bergman. Those were all in the first half. And then we had eight from Zach Trio, and then seven from Carson Healy off the bench. Augie Yonke with two, and also Marley Forstall Bartel with three in the closing seconds there, closing minutes here in this one. So the sophomore knocks down a three and gets in the books here on a varsity game. So that wraps up the scoring for Maple River in their 68 for St. James area. Dan and Sawatsky with 1 point. Wyatt Haler with 10. Brennan Kern with 9. 7 from John Bilkey, all in the second half there. Reggie Bloom with 2 off the bench. Max Westman with 2 off the bench. Jorgen Brecken with 1 off the bench. Sawyer Olson had 7 off the bench. And then 4 points from Cohen Danoff, a senior for the St. James area Saints. So that rounds out the scoring here for them. And again, the final, Maple River 68, St. James area 43. And again, the Eagles will now at 2-2, their record .500, have won two in a row. And we have coming up tomorrow night, be sure to tune in for girls basketball action as the USC Rebels make the trip to Dodge Center to take on the Triton Cobras tomorrow night. Tip off at around 7:15 right here on 98 Country and KBEW98Country.com. Once again, a final here on our Ward Farm scoreboard, Maple River 68, St. James area 43. Thanks to Grace back at our 98 Country Studios for another fine job keeping things running smoothly back there in Blue Earth. And a big thank you to all of our sponsors for bringing you tonight's game. And a thank you to all those listening here as well this evening. For 98 Country Sports, this is Travis Fenske. Good night, everybody.
You've been listening to Maple River Boys Basketball on 98 Country. Proud sponsors of the Maple River Basketball are Kilty's Market of Mapleton, Caduce Tire of Mapleton, New Way K&H Cooperative, Weaver's Leather Store of Buffalo Center, B&B Construction of Good Thunder, Blue Bear Bar of Delavan, the law firm of Front Lundquist and Gustafson, Bash CRT Insurance of Amboy and Mapleton, Greg Heine, your Pioneer Dealer of Delavan, Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar of Mapleton, D&K Tire Service of Amboy, Lake Crystal and Truman, KS Designs of Mapleton, United Hospital District, M&M Insurance, TS Construction of Easton, Channel Seed of South Central Minnesota, Maple River Boys Basketball Association, Stenzel Chiropractic Clinic of Mapleton, the Soda Group, True Real Estate serving Southern Minnesota, Nordis American Homes of Minnesota Lake, State Line Cooperative, and Elizabeth Chevrolet of Truman. Again, all proud sponsors of Maple River Eagles basketball here on 98 Country. Thanks for listening.
Sports, including the Blue Earth Area Bucks, the United South Central Rebels, and more right here on 98 Country.
tattoos of his right arm. And I've talked him down from getting in a fight or two. He stands his ground, he's as stubborn as the weeds in the backyard. Cause growing up he had to go where the wind blew. He hides his heart and hurt cause he kinda had to. In a world that says saddle up and be a man. When the sun goes down and his hazel eyes go blue, that's when I understand. Cowboys cry
my dad did. Cause that band never felt a damn thing he didn't want to feel. But I've burned too many miles trying to ride out all the sadness. You can't out-drive pain, someday it's gonna take the wheel. Can't be alone, but to want to get close to anybody. Don't want their teeth, but don't want to look weak, it's a tough spot.
Kelsey Ballerini and Noah Kahan. It's called Cowboys Cry 2. Let's check some entertainment history for the 12th of December. When it comes to our favorite movies, we saw The Three Amigos debut on this date, 1986. Home Alone 3 premiered in 1997. Scream 2 also premiering the 12th of December, 1997. On television, we saw American Ninja Warrior make its debut. That was the 12th of December, 2009. That's entertainment history for today.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Stahl, board-certified urologist and senior vice president of men's sexual health at HIMSS. In my 12 years of practice as a reproductive urologist, I've helped many guys with ED, and it has never been more convenient to treat than it is right now, thanks to HIMSS. It really wasn't easy before. You had to take time out of your day, come to a physical office, and see a specialist like me in person. Now, through HIMSS.com, you can get world-class sexual health care and a full range of treatment options for ED through a 100% online process. It starts with a free assessment from a medical provider licensed in your state who can determine if ED treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is shipped to you for free. So don't wait. Join the hundreds of thousands of guys who've gotten help for their ED through HIMSS.
To start your free online visit and find ED treatment at up to 95% off brand name prices,
Go to hymns.com/joy. That's hymns.com/joy for your free online visit.
98 Country Weather is brought to you by... Looking to buy, sell, or rent farm, home, or commercial real estate? Call REMAX Total Realty in Blue Earth and Fairmont. Wade and Bonnie will find exactly what you're looking for in the price range you want. To see their current listings, go to TotalRealtyProperties.com. REMAX Total Realty in Blue Earth and Fairmont.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and here's your 98 Country forecast. Mainly clear tonight with lows around 2 below. East winds around 5 miles per hour. 21 tomorrow, mainly cloudy skies expected. Chance for snow becoming mixed precipitation. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 15, cloudy. High of 33, Saturday, with mixed precipitation likely. Changing to all rain. 37, overcast skies, Sunday. A dusting of snow, Saturday. Right now, 1 above.
What exactly are we talking about?
Today's hottest country.
The hottest
is on.
Yeah.
98 Country. When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have the few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot. That you wide awake at 2:45. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe it'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. Messed up as me. When you get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me and you. And we used to make this town burn it down. Feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot. That you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me. And all alone. And all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets. As messed up as me.
Me, I'll bounce right back.
you to look them in the eyes. Tell a white lie how I dropped you off at home and I walked you to the door. Nothing more. Tomorrow you can say we're just friends, but baby, till then.
Conditioning Studio. This is KBEW-FM, Blue Earth, Fairmont.
It's the KBEW 98 Country Food and Fun Finder, your guide to great dining and entertainment in our area. The Wells American Legion. Join them for the Friday night meat raffles starting at 6 p.m. Arrow E-Tab's now available. Come check out their new Arrow E-Tab Bingo and support the Wells American Legion Post 210. Average Joe's Bar and Grill. Enjoy these great lunch specials. Tuesday, goulash. Wednesday, meatloaf. Thursday, tacos or taco salad. Friday, Philly and fries. All at Average Joe's Bar and Grill, downtown Blue Earth. Cargo Express of Bancroft. This week's noon specials are Monday, Crispitos. Tuesday, tacos. Wednesday, chili cheese dogs. Thursday, twice-baked chicken. And Friday, chicken and Swiss burgers. Find Godfather's Pizza Express, Mahaska Coffee, Cappuccino, Fountain Drinks, and more at Cargo Express on the highway in Bancroft, a convenient stop. When you're hungry, head to the Blue Earth Shell Deli. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. They offer a full breakfast menu and $10 lunch specials Monday through Friday from 11 to 2. Eat in or order to go. Plus, there's sandwiches, burgers, pizza, and chicken strips, too, at the Blue Earth Shell Deli. Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar, open Monday through Friday and Sunday. They have daily lunch specials and homemade soup during the week. Check out their Friday night specials, including prime rib. Maggie J's Restaurant and Bar, Main Street, Mapleton, where fresh and flavor come together. And that's your KBEW 98 Country Food and Fun Finder.
Prairie Land Solid Waste Management is accepting applications for a full-time administrative assistant in Truman, Minnesota. This is a grade 1 full-time position. Regular working hours are 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. This is a 40-hour-a-week position and additional hours as needed. This is a benefit-eligible position. Pay range is $19.64 to $25.63 per hour. Applications are available at Prairie Land Management Office at 801 East 5th Street in Truman or by email. A request for an application to Andy at prlandswm.com.
I'm here to tell you.
Today's hottest country is on.
It's on!
When setting your digital radio dial, lock it on today's country and yesterday's favorites. 98.1 FM.
People called it prison when I was growing up, but these are my roots and this is what I love.
'Cause everybody knows me and I know them, and I believe that's the way we were supposed to live. I wouldn't trade one single day here in small town USA. Around here we break our backs just to earn a buck. We never get ahead, but we have enough. I watch people leave and then come right back. I never wanted any part of that. I love this place, good old small town USA. Give me a Saturday night, my baby by my side, David Allen Coe and a six-pack of light, an old dirt road, and I'll be just fine. Give me a Sunday morning that's full of grace, a simple life. Home Alabama and a six pack of light, an old dirt road, and I'll be just fine. Give me a Sunday morning that's full of grace, a simple life, and I'll be okay. Yeah, I'll be okay here in small town USA. Pouring down rain with old Hank singing some song about trains.